Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the law of Ahavut. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 4. The material appears on Camp TV. For watching the, for seeing the study material on Galaxy, you should click the icon. You can also watch the lesson on Sivat Tava and Camp TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yeah, keeping the law of Arvut is what should eventually bring us to the revelation of the state of faith above reason. Meaning, the feeling entering into keeping the spiritual state that will exist in us and we will exist in it. The law of Arvut opens up for us horizons, new horizons, in which we feel how much, on the one hand, we must reach connection between us, and on the other hand, how impossible it is to do it with our own strength. And here, we come to a state where the law of Arvut has to exist, not only between us, but between us and the Creator. That He will be the guarantor. So we will be able to be connected between us all the way to keeping the law of Arvut. Since if the Creator will not build, as it's written, if the Creator would not build a home, a house, all the work would be in vain. Since we would not be able to build this house, this soul connection. Hence, the law of Arvut always has to be connected between us and with the Creator together. So we wish to be connected between us so that the Creator will keep this connection. He will be the guarantor for that connection. He will use this connection in order to reveal Himself in us. So His revelation between us will be only so He would delight in the fact that we're making room for Him between us, called Shechina. And then He is called Shochen, the dweller. And He fills the space between us, the upper light that enters the vessels and fills them, where those vessels are the will to receive, that is equipped with the light of Chasadim. Since then, the revelation of the Creator in us will be entirely in order to bestow in equivalence of form with Him. And this way we come to a state called faith above reason, where we feel that by ourselves we're not able to be connected, no matter how much we try, and we should try, and we should do everything we can towards a connection relative to returning to the corrected vessel of Adam HaRishon. Everything that's within your power to do, you should do. But together with that, we discover that it is utterly impossible, and to discover that it is impossible, and we are, instead of despair, and I'm better off dead, I can't go this way or that way, neither here nor there, I have nothing else I can do with myself, with my life, to continue like all of humanity, what's the benefit from that? To reach spirituality, I don't know what it is, why is it? I feel I don't have the strength. I've lost even the desire for it. So what do we do? And here comes to us a form that is called faith. I'm sorry, work above reason. Or we wish to be connected between us, to be connected with the Creator, on the condition. In fact, we have no conditions. We constantly try to think only of that, how to be adhered between us and with the Creator. Imagine to ourselves such an internal state inside of us. How can we do it? And in this way, to hold ourselves. I go to bed, I wake up, I do something, I work, I go, I sit, I study. It doesn't matter what I do. Rather, I do one thing and one thing only. I constantly think that I want to be in a state where I'm connected with everyone and from them with the Creator. And from that point, I exist. From that point, I do everything. Whatever I have to do in life, I do everything in this way, meaning I build inside of me the feeling, the knowledge, the state where I have a permanent connection with the friends and with the Creator. I'm in it, I'm adhered to it, glued to it, I'm holding on to it, I never let go of it. And from that point of connection, this is called Israel Oraita Kodshe Brichu Chadhu. A man and the ten and the Creator are together. From that, I get all my life. Life, death, it doesn't matter what. I'm constantly only in that. And gradually, above all the disturbances that will come, and we are holding ourselves in that state where we are all together and connected with the Creator, and only this is our only anchor. This is the point that is holding us, allows us to exist. Otherwise, we are lost. If we keep that, we acquire a state, a spiritual state, the spiritual state called faith above reason, the degree of faith. Hence, what we are learning with you, how to be in connection between us. We need to think how this connection that we are learning about, how to keep it, that connection needs to exist in us permanently. Otherwise, we are lost. What else do we have to do? We are unable to do anything. We don't know anything. Simply close your eyes, and whatever will be, will be. And here we are in connection between us and with the Creator in faith above reason. We are holding on to it, we're gripping it like to an anchor, the true point, there's nothing else to hold on but that.
So we're going to read excerpt number 4 from Noam Elimelech. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are arevim, responsible or sweet for one another, where arevim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers that they pray for one another. And by this, they are answered. And the essence of the prayer is in the thought, since in the thought, one's prayer can be accepted easily.
We learn with you that the Lalef Hasadim needs no conditions. We need there are no conditions by which we will be filled or connected with the Lalef Hasadim. There was never a restriction on it. Rather, everything depends on the tendency towards bestowal from one to another. Therefore, as much as possible, one needs to come out of himself and ask for the friends. And in that way, I actually fill my vessel. The whole of Adam Rishon is my vessel, from my perspective, if I fill it. So I try to come out of myself and ask for the entire ten. Well, the whole world will be later. So I'm asking for the entire ten, and I want all of them to be connected, and in my tendency to bestow to them this power of bestowal, I fill them with a lot of chasadim, and by that I awaken all the friends to do the same. And if the Lord of Chassadim will dwell between us, will fill all the spaces between us, in that we will be like Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. And that is the state in which to which the Lord of Chochmah can come, meaning the revelation of the Creator. Moshe again.
Exit number four again. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. And thus, each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are Alevim, responsible or sweet, for one another. Where Alevim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers that they pray for one another. And by this they are answered. And the essence of prayer is in the thought, since in the thought one's prayer can be accepted easily.
Northwest, okay, let's get some questions. Northeast.
Hello, Rav. My question is, what is the benefit towards a friend? Let's say you pray for a friend, but maybe you don't even want to pray for that friend, but you make the concession, you make the prayer anyway. What is the benefit of that prayer, maybe between you and the friend or towards the Creator? What is the benefit of that?
The benefit in praying for the friend, although I don't want to pray for him or think of him or care about him, specifically because I do it against my desire. I don't care that much about him. In my everyday life, I would never think of him. But because I pray for him against my own desire, it means that I skip over the shattering between us and I wish to establish connections between us, just as it was in the system, the corrected system of Adam HaRishon before the shattering. Hence, this work is like the correction of the shattering. It's not that I pray for him. I wish to establish the connection between us, all of us, as it was before the shattering of Adam HaRishon, before the shattering of the general soul. And I do it So that the Creator will be able to appear in the connection that will now be established and will appear, and the Creator will be revealed in that connection. To the extent of His revelation, we will feel how He delights in it more and more, because we invite Him, we build Him. You have made me, as it's written. He is saying that I've made the shattering, and you have corrected it, and you have invited me to be revealed between you. That's what gives Him contentment. Therefore, that's our work. And when we do it against our desire, of course it's against our desire. Our desire is broken. We don't want to be connected. We want to reveal the Creator egoistically, opposite than how it should be. We're certain that He doesn't reveal Himself. He only moves further away. Rather, first of all, we want to determine the connection between us, called love of the created beings, and from love of the created beings, we can later come to love of the Creator, and not the other way around. Those who don't pay attention to the connection between people, and merely wants to reveal his connection with the Creator, he simply increases the shattering, because he's not building a vessel for the revelation of the Creator, but only yearns for the Creator without building the kli, which is an egoistic kind of yearning. He expands and deepens the shattering. So those who pray to the Creator to come and help and do, and without the preparation of the 10, of the group, of the connection between people, not according to love of the Creator, which is not according to the from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, rather directly to love of the Creator, he harms himself, and he wrongs himself and the group, and he expands and deepens the shattering. But sadly, that's how all of humanity is praying. Secular, religious, doesn't matter. That's what they think. I have connection with the Creator, I don't need anyone. I don't need to reach love of the created beings. Meaning, how can we yearn for the revelation of the light in us unless we prepare the right place for it? It's a problem. Therefore, we need to gradually, not coarsely, harshly, we need to explain to everyone, secular, religious, what is their error. That first we have to come closer to one another. And along the way we have to remove all the disturbances, all the barriers between us. It doesn't matter which, since they have no room in the system of Adam HaRishon, the corrected system. Okay.
טוב, נלך לסולט לייק סיטי.
סולט לייק סיטי.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean? What means that the essence of the prayer is in the thought?
עיקר התפילה היא במחשבה, כמו שכתוב,
prayer, the main prayer is in the thought, as it's written, everything will be clarified in the thought. Everything will be clarified in the thought means, where can a person clarify and scrutinize things? His heart, his desires are still corrupted. And the connection between the desires is the thought. Hence, to tie various desires and inclinations of his, he can do it by his thought. That's why first we talk, we study, we think, we make calculations with our brains. And later, we hope that from our attitude, the correct attitude towards correction, perhaps the correct attitude, the light will come and change the connection between us, the emotional connection between us, and then we'll be able to feel differently. Meaning, for now, we can't do anything with our desires. They're all in order to receive. In the thought, we can imagine to ourselves, what does it mean in order to bestow? And that's how we'll reach a state where from lo lishma you come to lishma.
Belarus.
Рав, я вот к этой части хочу вернуться. Израиль поручители друг за друга. То есть мы должны.
If you could repeat the part where Israel are responsible for each other, meaning we have to feel the friends, increase the sensitivity to each other. Yesterday there was a question, I don't care how the friend relates to me, I want to love the friend. And we started talking about definitions of hatred. And those words got me, that I'm indifferent. I'm indifferent to how the friend relates to me.
It's not that I don't care how the friends relate to me. It's not that I don't care about it. Rather, I don't pay attention to how they treat me. If we've come to a state where we have more or less a general agreement between us that we have to keep the connection and the law of our vote, then I constantly work in that direction. And even when they relate to me better or worse, more or less, I don't pay attention to that so much. Because I understand that as much as I am able to weigh their attitude towards me, I do it in my ego. Consequently, it's the incorrect form. That's not how they relate to me. Rather, I need to say it differently. If I were corrected, I would see them treating me beautifully, in a good way, because each one judges according to his own flaws. So that's how I need to relate to it. They treat me with love, although it doesn't seem to me. And in return, I need to also relate to them with love, no matter what. No matter what.
Moscow 6.
Доброе утро, Раф. Раф, а если я удерживаю...
Good morning, Raf. If I am keeping the thought that I am already connected to the friends, from where will I get the prayer and the need for connection?
The minute you come to that state, the true state, it immediately changes, and again, they show you how much you're not in it, if you're advancing. Or you are in some imaginary, illusory feeling of a connection with the Creator, with the friends. I sometimes hear people say to me, well, I'm already in Ein Sof. It passes. But there are those who... there are such feelings sometimes. Okay.
Tov. Itatu.
Buongiorno Rav. Poco fa hai detto che o abbiamo l'obiettivo di raggiungere una connessione.
Previously you said that either we have a desire for a continuing connection between us, or we will lose each other. Can you explain why, if we have no constant contact, we will lose each other?
The Creator brought us to the group so that we would connect and He will be able to reveal Himself between us, not in anyone, but between us. If we don't build this web of connections, then He doesn't worry about our connection. He will disperse us. Very simple. That is how it is.
Moscow 1. Lo shomim.
Cannot hear you.
Вот сейчас, наверное, слышно, да?
Да.
Да, доброе утро. А при подходе...
Can you hear me, right? So, good morning, Rav.
Хоть в чем-то...
When we approach the friends, is there room to at least somehow approach them with the judges only what his eyes see? Or do I have to think that they treat me with absolute love?
Well, there are two things. First of all, there's the level of this world where we need to keep in it various things according to the demands of external conditions. Like in a family, you must keep corporeal life, sustain, maintain them. Similarly, in a group, maybe there's a place. I heard you have a new place. You're moving to it. We maintain this life. There's no choice. It's written on that. If there's no flower, there's no Torah. But in the relationship between people, it's worthwhile for me to shut my eyes and accept all the friends as if they love me 100% and I love them in return 100%. And only from this point I relate to my spiritual life. That's it. It's worthwhile. This is called faith above reason, because according to my reason, if I will examine all the relationship between us, I have plenty of complaints on them and they on me. But if I accept them above reason, there is no problem, only connection and love. Okay, Potapov.
USA Midwest.
Раф, посоветуйте, как нам сделать вкрапление молитвы во все ситуации нашей жизни.
Can you advise us regarding building a prayer in every situation in our lives? Can you share with us how you do it?
The prayer is simple. Very soon we'll learn about the approach to faith above reason. We've had a few lessons on it, but to enter into it in practice and to be in it and to remain in it, we'll need to do it. So, slowly, we're doing it. I explained to you today what you should hold on to in the state where we are in connection and love above the state of criticism and allow half an hour a day for criticism, but the rest of the time to be in the state where we are all connected in spirituality, in our spiritual life. We are all connected. And we're all in our avut between us. And this connection is so powerful that the Creator can be revealed in it. That's it. Baltic 1.
Тут написано в статье, что...
It is written in the article.
Патриал, сейчас, каждый работает друг.
I lost it. That each one works for the other until all are answered. What does that mean?
Everyone is responsible for one another. But when can we say that they've reached the correct form of connection, our vote? When we all feel that we are all filled with one light, with one connection.
And
we begin to discover in this light various forms of the Creator.
Moscow 4.
Вопрос от товарища. Как поручительство между нами помогает нам прийти к нет никого?
Questions from a friend. How does the avod between us help us reach there's none else besides him and he is good and does good?
You discover in the arvut between you these qualities. Very simple. That's how it all works out.
Kiev 1.
Дар, здравствуйте. В статье было сказано, что
hello, Av. The article says that each one should pray for his friend. You said that I come out of myself and pray for the friend. How are these prayers different? What is the difference between them? And what does it mean to come out of myself and prayer afterwards?
I come out of myself. It means that I am rising above my ego and then I pray for my friend. When I'm included, incorporated in his desire for him, I help the Creator to help him, to bring him closer. And in this way, we can pray for one another. No one can pray for himself. It says by that, he only causes harm to himself. Anyone who prays for his friend, he truly raises his friend and he raises himself through his friend. But the important thing is for everyone to pray for the other, and in this way everyone is answered.
You said to come out of myself. Why isn't just praying for my friend works? Why do I have to come out of myself?
To come out of myself means that I come out of my desires for myself, all my deficiencies, everything I would have wanted. I rise above it. I come out of myself. I am included in the deficiencies and the problems, the yearnings, the goals of the friend, and I'm asking for him. Meaning I am seemingly entering the friend, and everything in there, I want it to be filled. That's how we need to do it. This is an incorporation of one in everyone. That's what it obligates us to do. Okay? So many questions, I don't know what to do with you.
I don't know.
I don't know. Tbilisi.
I have two questions, Rav. During the lesson, can you even pray, or should you only watch the lesson?
If you listen to the lesson and you're constantly with us in the lesson, this is also a prayer. This too is a prayer. That's already enough.
Also, when I begin the prayer, I begin with the whole world and the world clean and the ten. Is this correct or should it be the opposite order?
I can't say. It's both. Whatever you want. As long as you want to bring him to correction, then it depends only on you. Only on you.
Moscow 2.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, как правильно выстраивать критику?
Thank you, Raf. What's the right way to build criticism?
We are not talking about the form of criticism. There's no criticism about anything. Everyone is right. Everyone is in a state where I have no criticism on them. I just want to ask the Creator to help everyone, for Him to descend on everyone and bestow to everyone with His light. I'm not going to... No, this 30 minutes a day we have to go to criticism is on the condition that on the remaining 23 and a half hours we are in love and in prayer.
What do you focus on during that half hour?
If you are in love 23 and a half hours a day, you will know from that how to criticize during the half hour. For the time being, this is not your state.
Beersheva.
Beersheva.
Да, шалом, здравствуйте. Я все-таки задам на русском языке. Вот есть ШАЦ, есть Габай. Очень уважаемый.
There is the ШАЦ, there is the Габай. People who are highly appreciated in the group. Can they, through their feeling of the ten, change the plan of meetings during the day to pray the way they feel we should, or should we nevertheless maintain the regular routine as always?
Shatz and Gabai can do whatever they want, whatever they think is good for the ten, and the others subjugate underneath them. That's it. And you need to be happy that there is someone who is caring for the group, for doing, bringing all those changes. And don't criticize them. Lower your head and do it.
Спасибо большое.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Hello, World Kli, friends. I'm excited to be here. You said that the Creator wants us to reach bestowal. But if... I can't hear him.
I know what you're saying. I can't hear anything. If you don't turn off your speakers and do it right, you'll never get permission to speak, period.
Latin 3.
Latin 3.
¿En qué punto de la conexión, de la unión entre nosotros, el Creador dirá, mis hijos me han vencido?
At what point in the connection between us does the Creator say, my sons defeated me?
שאנחנו דורשים ממנו לחבר אותה.
When we demand of him to connect us. Since what did he do? The Creator shattered the Kli, and we obligate him to connect the Kli, to correct it. This is the meaning of, my sons have defeated me. We feel that between us there is hate, separation, and we demand of him to correct it. Then we call it, my sons have defeated me. We ask of him to such an extent that there is no choice and he's doing it, but he's truly happy about it.
Focus group.
Shalom Rav, shalot.
Hello Rav, questions from the internet. What do the friends want besides the goal? What does it mean to give to each one what he wants?
We don't need anything except for a tendency towards correction. and we pray that everyone has it. Nothing other than that, since all the rest, if we have a tendency for correction, we ask of the Creator and He's doing it.
Another question from a student from Israel. Can a person include in his thought the whole world too and bring about its correction?
Of course, he has to do it. He has to think. But first, we do it from within the ten, then between the tens, then with the rest of the world. That's how it is. Latin 5.
Shalom, Rav. Rav, ¿qué es más importante? ¿Rezar por el amigo sin querer?
Which is more important, to pray for the friends without wanting to, or to accept that I have to pray for the friends?
I don't understand the difference, but you have to pray for the friends, like it or not, you have to pray for them. All the time. There is nothing more for you to ask or do in this life except for asking for the friends. That's it. Simple. Throw everything out of your life. Let nothing remain there. Empty. Just ask for them. So they would connect and they would be filled and the Creator will arrange them. Ask only for that. And then you'll succeed.
Tov. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, our friend Havzula is asking, how should we think as worldly for coming to pray one man, one heart condition?
Talk amongst yourself and decide. If you won't find an answer, ask the Creator. How? It's always a question for the Creator, always.
PT 20.
I have a question. My ego is so sneaky, it acts like an octopus. It adapts itself to the conditions and turns everything I do into a routine. It just says, this is your routine now. Morning lessons, meetings, dissemination. It says, that's routine. So how do you break the routine? How do you approach it? How do you awaken it so it doesn't turn everything into routine?
You break one routine with another routine. So in the same way that he breaks all of your life, and each time he's bringing you down to garbage, with your routine, you raise yourself above it, and each time more and more. Each time with a greater connection with a friend, with greater connection with the Creator, above your feeling, above all the various things that you see around you. You have no choice. After you say, I'm better off dead, I don't care, I see my life is worthless, let the angel of life, angel of death come, I don't care about it. After that you say, okay, fine, I'm willing to do whatever the Creator demands of me to do. And for me to do it like a yo-yo, like a robot. In such a way where I have no feeling, no mind of my own. I want the Creator to clothe in me and to manage me. That's it. That's what I want. That the Spirit of the Creator will clothe in me and shake me up. And that's why I do all sorts of actions of bestowal, as much as I see and I understand about it. And if you try to do it like that, you'll see that this relieves you from everything.
egoisti, ruach shtut.
Either you are filled with an egoistic spirit, a silly spirit, or you are filled with the spirit of bestowal to the Creator. You want to do everything as if He is seemingly filling you and He is carrying out all the actions. Try it.
Thank you.
What am I doing with all those questions?
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что дух Творца наполняет.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that the spirit of the Creator fills you. I am included in a friend. The way you advise, I come out of me. I am included in their deficiencies. I connect to them. What does it mean that the spirit of the Creator fills you?
I don't work from within my will to receive, from my thoughts. Rather, I work seemingly because the Creator is directing me, He's guiding me with my hands and feet, my brain, my heart. I want to act like a doll, like a dummy, a Muppet. The Creator is inside and managing me.
In this work where I feel the friend's deficiencies and I stop feeling myself, get this real feeling of the connection between us. But what is the element of the Creator here?
Keep going. You must find Him.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Rav, you said we only need to have a tendency for correction. But isn't this against our nature? How can one have a tendency for a correction?
Correct. It's against our nature. But we come to a state where, for lack of choice, we have to take upon ourselves acts of bestowal, which are called acts of correction. Yes? And then I feel that I'm working like a robot, like a puppet. Where the spirit in me isn't mine, but the spirit of the Creator. I want Him to clothe in me and to govern me, run me, to manage me and turn me into a spiritual person. I don't know what it is, but I don't care. As long as it's not me, as it's Him.
So when then does it become a tendency? An actual tendency?
It never does. Only at the end of correction. Until then, you will constantly have to do these things by force.
Thank you.
USA Northwest.
Thank you, Rav. What is the inner shift that occurs within a person that makes him want to transfer everything over to the Creator? Meaning, I hit this space and then all of a sudden I feel something and now I feel more inclined to pray for the friends and not think so much about myself.
That's through the influence from above. The Creator bestows upon us, influences us, and changes us a little bit, and we feel great changes as a result. Yeah, we begin to think differently, perhaps to feel differently. That's how it happens.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Es la siguiente. ¿Cómo sostener el grado de conexión en la decena?
How do we hold on to the worry about the connection that the ten has attained?
You have to bow before them, do anything they want, to appreciate them, respect them. In this way, you will begin to attain what they attain. Only in this way.
If I may repeat the question, Jesus is asking, how I can hold on, how in the 10 we can hold on to the degree of connection we have reached?
If you connect among you even stronger, you begin to understand what is the level of connection between you and where you are. And as a result, you will also understand how you can rise further.
New York 3.
New York 3.
Today, our 10 had a wonderful meeting with the Key of 10. And there was a sensation of incredible inspiration and the spirit of the Creator between us. So the question is, what is the difference between powerful inspiration and the spirit of the Creator? Is it just that the spirit is like a constant inspiration that fills your heart for the friends?
No, not quite. I can't explain it. You have to feel it. It's not like that. It is what we should now begin to come close to faith above reason. You're asking and asking, you don't even know that you're asking exactly about that, but that's the next topic that's gradually emerging as the necessary thing we have to attend to. It will come in. Along the way, we have a few more topics that we'll have to talk about, like Slichot, the forgiving, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, the High Holidays. So that will slow down the process, kind of, but we need that as well. It'll be okay. What else do we have? I don't know. We've had everyone already. Maybe we didn't have Moscow too. They're not asking. Turkey 3.
A question from my turn. Is the phase of uniting and becoming occurring to them, or it's an individual action?
Repeat, please.
The phase of uniting and becoming one occurs to the 10, or it's an individual approach, individual action.
Everything should happen in the 10. PG 34.
Is it possible that the Creator is revealed in the 10 and I don't feel it and the friends do feel it? Do we have to talk about it in the 10?
The fact that the Creator can be revealed to the whole 10 besides you, that's possible. Should you talk about it in the 10? I don't know. It depends on the states, on the situations. It depends on the situations. Perhaps the friends don't want to speak to you about it. PT 31.
How does the 10 check itself if it's working in prayer for the friends?
What kind of question is that? Who else could say it, that he's praying for the friend or not? If not the 10 itself, I don't understand the question. You're asking about something that I don't understand. How does the 10 check if it is praying for the friends? It should check itself and decide. Who else could?
Can I ask about what he is writing? Where only in the thought the prayer is considered?
Yeah, only in the thought. Everything is clarified in the thought, scrutinized in the thought.
I want to ask, what has the power to influence reality? A thought that comes to me from a feeling? Or when I make efforts to think about something without feeling it? What has more powerful?
The feeling is the power. The feeling is the power, the strength. Moshe, where are we?
Except number five.
So let's read that at least.
It's from Rabash, Article 63, You Stand Here Today. You stand here today, all of you. This means that he gathered them to admit them into the covenant. All of you means that everyone entered into the Arvut, the mutual responsibility. There's a question, why he begins with plural form, all of you, then shifts to a singular form, every man from Israel. It means that all of you permeates everyone in Israel, meaning that every person from Israel will be included with all of you. As it is written, and the people camped at the bottom of the mountain. Again, you stand here today, all of you. This means that he gathered them to admit them into the covenant. All of you means that everyone entered into the Arvut. There is a question why he begins with plural form, all of you, then shifts to singular form, every man from Israel. It means that all of you permeates everyone in Israel, meaning that every person from Israel will be included with all of you. This is as it's written, and the people camped at the bottom of the mountain, as one man in one heart.
Questions? So, Moshe, continue. Oh, there are questions. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Se un amico non viene a lezione, non partecipa, io sono responsabile.
If a friend doesn't show up to lesson, doesn't participate, I'm responsible for it?
Everyone's responsible. The whole 10 is responsible. The whole 10.
Bien.
Yeah. This is why now we have kind of increased the groups so that at least five people, you need at least five people so that you can have permission to ask, so that you will make sure that you have at least five people. If there are more, even better, but at least that.
Rav, un'altra. E per quanto tempo devo essere responsabile se una persona non
partecipa? For how long do I need to be responsible for if a person doesn't participate or doesn't show up?
How long? What do you mean, how long should I be responsible? All the time. You have to be responsible for everyone until the end of correction, and there will be the end of correction. Each and every day you have to be more responsible for everyone until you will feel that all of humanity is your own responsibility.
United VG3.
Вопрос товарища Анатолия.
Question from a friend, Anatoly.
Как ее преобразовать в молитве к Творцу?
What is a thought in spirituality and how to turn it into a prayer to the Creator?
The spiritual thought is always directed at the Creator. There is nothing else to aim it. Nothing.
New York 3.
New York 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Рабаш объясняет, что значит все. А что означает стоять?
Rabash explains what is everyone. The Rosh, the head, is on top, and it determines the functioning of the group. PT 32.
During the day, there can be states where a person needs to leave the friends, leave the thought and simply take care of something corporeal, deal with it and finish it.
No. Incorrect. He's got a place in his mind also for his constant concern. If, for example, God forbid, a person has some other problem or some great joy, or God forbid the opposite, it doesn't leave him, even though he's doing what he has to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, maybe even work that requires his mind to be absolutely free.
There's no such thing as totally free. I told you, and you're not listening to me. What did I say?
That there's always room in the head for a thought about the friends.
Yes. Yeah, there always is place. And I gave an example. If you have a wedding in the evening, and during the day you have to do something at your job, you were, they called you to do your job, you have to fix something. So you go and you do it. But you constantly think, tonight I have a wedding. Or, God forbid, the opposite, bad situation is pressing on you. There's no such thing as our minds being busy with only one thing. We spoke about it 1,000 times. I don't understand why you're even asking. Jerusalem.
Question from a friend. What unifies all the thoughts of the friends? In which the states will be clarified.
The same goal, the same state, because you can't have a spiritual state that is individual for each person. The spiritual state means that all of us have the same state, the state of the ten. So we have the state, the one state of the ten, the state of the goal that we want to achieve, which is one, and each one exerts in this as much as he can in order to add to the general cash box. That's the way it is. Hadera 1.
Rav, emuna ze gam regesh gam machshava.
Rav, faith is both a feeling and a thought.
I didn't hear you.
Is faith both a feeling and a thought?
Faith is the force that helps me be in the world of bestowal. It is in the thought and in the feeling.
You can say that feeling is inside, it's individual, and thought are all the actions that come out. And for example, to come out of myself, it can dwell in the thought.
Yes, in thoughts we can be closer to each other, but in feelings we can't even measure how close we are to one another. Moshe.
Excerpt number 6 from letter 34 by Rabash. And they shall all become one society. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, you stand today as the day at times shines and at times darkens. So it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. When you are all one society, as it is written, alive every one of you this day. I presented the words of the Midrash so that you don't think that the issue of the group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidim. Rather, it is the teaching of our sages who saw how necessary was the uniting of hearts into a single group for the reception of the face of divinity.
Connection is not about being nice, being good kids. This is fine, this is good. Connection is a correction of the system, of the substance of reality, of the connection of all of reality. We want all of reality to be as it should be. A single system, a single network. Where all the galaxies, all the stars, all the people, all the desires, all the worlds, all the parts of fame, all the groups, we want it all to be arranged in one system. Interconnected, integral, complementary. This is called Avut.
Hedera 1.
Hedera 1.
And Beseder, Turkey
3. No, fine. Turkey 3.
A question from Turkey 1. In the previous excerpt written, you stand here today, all of you. Is it a phrase for certain people?
No, it's for each and every group that wants to reveal the Creator in the connection between them. Naria.
How to correctly connect the corporeal feelings with the spiritual feeling?
I don't think we need to exert in this. Corporeality is corporeality. Spirituality is spirituality. We have to maintain corporeality in order to exist. With spirituality, we have to maintain it in order to achieve the level that is above nature, meaning above our desires to receive.
You say LA.
You will say LA.
Toda Rav, Meaketa Kodem.
Thank you. From the previous excerpt, what does it mean to be on the right line 23 and a half hours? Is this an attitude only towards the friends?
It is a relation to the friends, to the Creator, to all of reality, that we are governed under one upper force, and we have to come to sympathy with it, and to try to justify everything, because it comes from the Creator. And what we can't justify and connect to it favorably, this is exactly what we have to correct.
How do we come to it, other than checking myself each time, catching myself?
That's all you need. Just check yourself, examine yourself each time, and you will see how much more you have to correct in order to agree with what is happening. I'm speaking about spirituality, not about corporeality. Otherwise, you'll get confused.
Moscow 4.
Спрашивает, когда человек молится об объединении десятки, он должен
A person has to imagine to himself the state of connection?
Yes, of course.
What does he imagine?
He should imagine that they exist as one man with one heart. And not even as a ten, but that ten is so connected that it becomes ten sfirot. And these sfirot work in such a way, meaning people, but they are already as sfirot. They work in such a way that they want to reveal the Creator between them.
Что это за состояние в чувстве и в разуме? Непонятно.
What is that state in the feeling in the mind? It's not clear.
I can't tell you. You have to attain and then you'll feel it. I can't convey that feeling to you.
Spain 2.
Querido Rav, hay amigos que no pueden asistir.
Dear Rav, there are friends who cannot be present in the lesson daily. They have their own reasons.
¿Puedo hacer yo para ayudar a mi amigo correctamente a asistir a la clase y estar todos juntos?
How can I help correctly to the friends who will be in the lesson correctly and we'll all be together?
Speak to him from the negative side, from the positive side. From the positive side, how much he helps himself and the friends, and from the negative side, how much he harms himself and others. Speak to him. That's it. And try more and more. But mainly, I'll tell you, he has to understand that getting up for the lesson precisely by overcoming is all the work for now. And it's all registered, it's written down. And from this, he will get a great spiritual benefit.
Africa.
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 Shalom Rav, I have a few questions from the friends. The first question is, what means to fill the friends with the light of chassadim?
You can't fill them. You can pray that the Creator will give them the light of chassadim. The light of chassadim means the light of bestowal, the light of good feeling, participation. This is called to fill the friends with the light of chassadim. The light of chassadim is a good feeling toward each other, although you're not giving anything. But you don't want to, you have no demand from others. Only to be with them. This is called the light of chassadim. The light of chokhmah is when you already use your will to receive in order to give, to receive, to connect. That's a different degree altogether.
Rav, second question is, if I disseminate to the world, trying to pass them the connection between my ten, is it considered a prayer for the friends?
Ken?
Yeah, that too. You need to work on it all the time. Moshe, let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
No.
Okay.
All right.
The last question, Rav. How do I enter the 10 and from that point raise the 10 to what?
La Syria, ומאותה נקודה מעלה את הסיריה לאחד.
You're asking questions that you have to work on. I don't have an answer for it. Go into the 10. You're asking, how do I enter the 10? Enter. That's it. How do I do something with them? Do it. Why are you asking? You don't want to do anything, that's why you're asking.
No, Rav, he's asking how you enter the 10 and start to think, not like with your ego, but to start to think with the mind of the 10. That's what the question.
To the extent of the connection with the 10, you begin to think the way they think. That's it.
Yes.
There are the articles of Abbas about the 10 and about the group. Read them again and see what you have to do. I can't explain these to you. You're asking questions as if you fell out of the sky. Read these articles among yourselves. How do I enter the 10? Enter it. Start participating. Start praying for them. Start worrying about them. Start preparing material for the 10. That's the meaning of entering. Let's move on to the next lesson.
Well, the next part, and we'll sing.
Merisika, Piarka Matlab, Heita, Eki Eki, Medika, Keye Kuda. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा Together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes in lessons with friends we discover his hand no lies on the path I promise I'll cover your back when we pray for our connection We can hear his call. We are following one goal. We are ready. We are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sabhi sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sabhi sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai. Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sabhi sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sabhi sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा